at the very end of our reading from the prophet Jeremiah for this morning was this sentence. This is the nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord their God and did not accept discipline. Truth has perished. It is cut off from their lips. Now, one of the things we need to understand when we hear these words, when we think of nation, we could think of, well, Canada. Yes and no. Because when you think about nation in relation to Israel, they were set apart from the nations. They were separate and called to be a different people. So the more apt parallel for us today would not be so much the nation, but the church. Because the church, like Israel, has been set apart to be different from the world. And indeed, to be different, we would say, from the vast majority of people who live in Canada who have no relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to hear carefully what Jeremiah says because it applies to the church. And there is the possibility that within the church, truth can perish. Now think about this for a minute. Because it's Lent, I'm not enjoying this particular treat, but when it's not Lent, I truly enjoy a nice cold glass of milk with some hot chocolate chip cookies right out of the oven. Now, say on this particular day during the glorious week of the octave of Easter, I'm looking forward to this snack, and I go into the fridge, and I get out some milk, and I put it into a glass, and I've just taken a bite of the cookie, and then I take the milk to my mouth, and there's that terrible smell. From a distance, the milk looked just fine. But when it comes close and I taste it, if it's gone sour, so much for that snack, and out goes the milk. And how disappointed I am, especially if there's no other milk with which to enjoy another cookie. What's the point I'm trying to make? It's this, that from a distance, the milk looks just fine. But it's when you get up close to it and you get it to your mouth that you determine whether or not it has perished. And so, thankfully, milk has a best before date. And graciously, the milk is still good for a few days after that date, but a week or two beyond, you're going to have to throw it out. And Lent, for us, is God's invitation to say, this is the best before date. This is the time, this is the season when we as the people of God are called to this deepening relationship with the Lord to recognize that we are called to be a people who are different. And so if our text ended with this word of truth perishing, listen to how our text began. Obey my voice and I will be your God. And you shall be my people, and walk only in the way that I command you, so that it may be well with you. And my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is what it is to be the people of God. It's learning to hear. It's learning to listen to the voice of the Lord. It's to celebrate the gift that we are part of a community that has a magisterium. We're part of a faithful, international, 2,000-year-old family where in every generation, the Lord invites us into this deepening place of hearing his voice. And the beautiful thing that happens, within the context of community, conversions happen one at a time, like the man with a mute demon. And what's so beautiful about this story is the following. One of the ways the devil always wants to work in the world is it wants to silence our praise. It wants to silence our voice, our doxology, our glory and praise of God. And of course, what happens here is that on this day, the true God, Jesus Christ, exorcises a demon that is mute so that a man who had no concept of who he was in relation to God, who didn't know how to order his life, indeed on whom truth had perished on his lips because he could not speak. Now, as he is delivered, he is able to speak in a way that he never could before. And that's what it is to be the church. That one day at a time, even though we might not be literally mute, the devil wants to silence us. Or he wants us to use our words, in ways that are demeaning, like what happened in today's gospel. This remarkable miracle has just occurred. A man who could never speak is now able to speak. And the religious authorities use words that are blasphemy. What do? They conclude that what Jesus has just done is in league with the Canaanite god known as Baal and also as Beelzebul. And what you need to appreciate about this particular god is that the Jewish people mockingly changed his name from Prince of Baal to Lord of the Flies or Lord of the Dung. Wow. So, these religious people, we see clearly that truth had perished on their lips. Because the Holy One of God, they said, was in league with the Prince of Dung. This should be a warning to us. How easy it can be for those of us who are God's people to lose sight of the truly sacred. Of course, that is first and foremost God, but then in turn, one another. How do we speak to each other? How do we embody in the way in which we are living that our relationships are not being ordered by the world around us, but our relationships are being ordered by the one who is the Prince of Peace and Reconciliation? The scripture makes it very clear that it is a great grace and gift to hear the truth and to order our lives according to the truth. But the scripture also makes it clear, my beloved brothers and sisters, that we so often resist this, that we do not want to yield our wills to the will of God. And so again, let me quote from our first reading. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear. Do you see the language? They didn't incline their ear to the truth. But in the stubbornness of their evil will, they walked in their own counsels and looked backward rather than forward. From the day that your ancestors came out of the land until this day, I have persistently come to them through the servants, the prophets, day after day. Yet they did not listen to me or pay attention, but they stiffened their necks. They did worse than their ancestors. In conclusion, let me say this. We live at a very fragile time in history. We live at a time where there is great moral confusion. And we can spend so much time wringing our hands about what a godless world it is that we lose the point. The only person who I can ultimately influence conversion is in myself and within our community. But the more the church is that particular community that is different from the world, then we will understand a fundamental principle. If we are not distinct from Canadian society, we will become extinct. If we are not distinct, we will become extinct. So the best before date is today for each and every one of us to say, yes, Lord, I love you. Yes, Lord, I want to hear your word. And I want your truth and your grace to so permeate my life that I'm kind of like a glass of fresh milk. When taken to the lip, it tastes delicious because it is good.